The Kilkenny Soccer Podcast with Davy Doyle and Shane O'Keefe. Brought to you by KCLR and Scoreline.ie.
You're very welcome to the Kilkenny Soccer Podcast. Each week, myself and Davy Doyle discuss all the happenings of the Kilkenny and District League. I'm joined by Davy Doyle, as each week we do discuss this. Davy.
Morning, Shane.
What are we going to talk about today?
I don't know.
Is there anything happening?
Barcelona last night or the night before? No.
Yeah,
same colours anyway.
We'll talk about the Premier League. No, we're going to start off with a bit of a celebration.
Yeah, this is great now.
Yeah, 25 years.
I remember being up in Newbridge leaning on the fence watching went one down. So it's obviously the 25th anniversary of the first team and the only team at the moment to have ever won Leinster Junior Cups in Kilkenny. Three in the club at the junior level. Is it 2 out of 3 in the youth level or is it 3 out of 4? 2 out of 3. We have another Leinster plate coming. I know it's lower down the ranks, but
we're joined by Sean Dale and Mikey Clifford.
Who are they?
Your brother. Oh. Here, how about that for nepotism?
Oh, Jesus, yeah, he's the uglier brother, but he's here. And then we have the legend from down the road, was Michael Clifford, another great sporting family. And in fairness, it was a great time. Sean was always running out to soccer when I was looking out the window at the rain and I wouldn't go. And I remember Michael up in the Fair Green and Timmy and all, and I was only starting to hone me craft, turn into the fabulous player I was, and just looking at the boys. So all the tricks I learned and wasn't able to do, I got off the boys. But it was a great time, and I remember the boys. You remember the boys around the place at the time, lads?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, ye had won things, but this was, I mean, there's a joke in the club out in Europe every year, you know. What do you remember specifically about it?
Just going back to what you're saying and one things, I don't know, maybe at school boys and youths and all, for me coming in at that time, I think it was actually my first year with Freebooters, maybe my second. So I hadn't really won a lot, to be honest about it, at junior level. I'd won my Calmon Cup with Evergreen, all right, in the league, but I just remember the crop of players, really, the camaraderie in the group we had, the management, some wild boys there as well. But yeah. To be fair, and I go back to Davy and to Tony, you know, they kept him under control.
They did. They looked after him, didn't they?
They did. Mm-hmm. And they needed to, Davy, to be honest about it, you know. Yeah.
Can I, just going on to Sean for a minute, the two boys, the way the two boys managed then, and they were great lads, weren't they?
They
were
very great good lads too. Yeah.
I always say Davy Morris outside of my family had the biggest effect on me in football. And he hates me saying it to him, but what do you think the styles to then and now, Sean? Like, you're still coaching and all. What do you think?
I don't think totally changed. I mean, there's a lot of water bottle carriers dented after Tony kicking them or Davy kicking them. I think we had to replace them every week. They were just different. The two of them were totally different from one another. Davy, obviously, vast knowledge of coaching and tactics and that, and not saying Tony didn't, but Tony looked after the players. As I, with me and Michael coming over, like what he'd say to me, he'd say the exact same words to Michael or to John Valentine, Philly Tretti, but it would mean totally different to me than it would to Michael. He was able to manage every kind of player at a different level. He let certain lads, his pets away with a little bit more. No.
I gone all right with the boys, but I wasn't. There was a lot more up the ladder to me than Pitts.
He looked after, like as Michael alluded to, this was a really, really young team. Really, really.
Shane, I must show them to you. Philly Tretti is there.
I'm looking at a photo now, and there's Philly Tretti's head.
Yeah, they were very young. Alan Dowland. Timmy was the youngest and Alan after him, but Graham and Philly Tretti and Della were only our youths. Would that be right,
Mike?
Joey Murray. We're only a year our youths to go into this environment, if for the want of a better word. They managed it brilliantly, the two boys, Davy and Tony. Two totally different managers.
How important was it though for Freebooters to win that trophy but be the first in Kilkenny? Because I remember playing, when I started playing soccer, it went from City Boys and then we became amalgamated with Freebooters or whatever happened there, and I remember the buzz within the schoolboys going, oh, you know, you're the superstars, you know. So, like, how important was it for the club to be the first in Kilkenny as a badge of going, no one else can hold that moniker ever?
It's great. It's a great bit of history, to be honest about it. Important then, I don't think we even realised the importance of it. I think it was like, it was another game. And I always said, it was. I don't think it was really till we got to the last 16, especially the first year, about one or two big teams from Dublin. And then, I'll go back and I say it again, we started to believe, like, we just, you know, we had no fear. And was that the youth in us, should I say? We just had no fear. And it was like, look, we started to believe, you know, yeah, we have a chance here. We have a chance. So, important now, yes, of course, and same thing, a bit of history. But back then, I just thought it was another game and we'd prepare properly, you know.
And looking at the context from today's scope, you know, it's been a long time now since someone's won a Leinster. What was the district league like from a competitive point of view?
Oh, very strong. We only spoke about it.
Was it much different?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Like, now you lose a game, you're chasing, and chances are you might not win a league.
Yeah.
Back then, East End were winning leagues regular. Thomastown were really strong. Lions of Durrow really strong. So you could possibly lose two or three games, still win a league. Evergreen were really strong.
Why do you think that power balance has shifted? Is because, say, clubs have become so successful, the grounds have got better, so they're now able to pick from the regional clubs, and that's why you're having the likes of Lions, East End. Like, Dave, you've alluded to before, like taking players from East End and bringing them into Freemores. Is that to the detriment, do you think,
I think society has changed,
right,
Shane. It had a massive hit on it. There was no mobile phones.
No, and I spoke to Sean the other day, and I thought it was a valid point what he said. Back then, Shane, Kilkenny wasn't going so strong in the hurling.
Right.
Yes.
And then,
so lads gravitated towards the soccer.
And the soccer was there. And soccer, I wouldn't say it was first choice, but there was a lot more people consistently staying at soccer. Then Brian Cody came in and Kilkenny got stronger and the whole county took over with hurling. So I know, Davey said it before, and that's when people started to lose players to, even from a younger age, hurling. And just as you said, when you come into the club, oh, booters, look what they've won. When Kilkenny started winning All-Irelands,
exactly,
it was young lads, their heads were turned, were going hurling, 14, 15, and that's when you lost them to soccer. That was my opinion.
And even now in town, basketball is massive.
Yeah.
Rugby is massive. Rugby club are a great club out there. We didn't have to compete with any of them. It was very rare for a player that played with Kilkenny Rugby Club to play with an Evergreen or a Freebooter, one or two, but not very few. Concentrated, a lot of them just stayed on basketball or hurling or Gaelic football. So we weren't competing for players. And then, as Michael said, when Brian got it right with Kilkenny, it just took off. But even going back to Davey, the socially, I made this point last night, me and Michael. We went to a game, Scanny was the only one with a mobile phone. The following year, we went, everyone had one. Life started changing. Video games start coming in, internet, and lads had a whole plethora of different things to do than getting up on a wet Sunday morning and going play up in wherever.
Options.
They had more options where we only had, I know Michael played, I've played a tiny bit, but Michael played a massive load of handball. But really, that was your outside from the soccer.
Yeah, I think, like, and I would have been the same, Timmy and a few others, but I think soccer was really the big thing then.
Getting back to that.
Plus, it's also, sorry to interrupt, it's also worth mentioning, we had a team in the League of Ireland as well.
We did. I played with them for 2 years.
You didn't. How was that possible?
No,
how is that possible?
I suppose.
Seriously, now.
I suppose probably marrying very young, Davey, and having young kids. Maybe.
But having that.
That's really an excuse to go.
Having
that in Kilkenny, though, is, you know, it's the same thing as what the Brian Cody effect.
It didn't affect the Premier Division in Kilkenny and junior football really much.
Would it affect people having the want to invest themselves in soccer?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Kilkenny City started well, and the first year I was there, Decky Lawler was there, Jimmy, the mechanic, what's his name? Jimmy Latty, Adrian Dempsey, myself, there was a good few.
Ollie
was the star mancher. And then what they started doing then was, I remember playing one game and a bus arrived from Dublin with the team on it. And there was three locals sitting in the dressing room. Because local players didn't want to play.
Yeah.
Local players didn't want to play. But the whole society is different now, Shane.
Getting back to the local players, when you're coming up to win that first Leinster, can you name the teams? Yeah. Can you name the team for the final?
Yeah.
And the subs, you know who came on. Yeah. Go on then, give us a quick rundown.
Well, the starting team was Graham on goal, obviously. There was Johnny McFay, right full.
How good was he?
Sure. Johnny was a messer, but an unbelievable footballer.
Yeah.
Unbelievable footballer. And what Sean said, converted back to right full. He played as a winger, like. He could have played in the middle of the park as well.
Yeah,
natural football brain, but a great player. And a good captain. Beebe, the same thing, left full, converted back. But he just... Right, left, Davy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, good in the air for a little man, wasn't he?
Yeah, very good. Then we had Philly and Owen Delaney, and the same thing. I think Philly would have been 20. Owen Delaney, maybe 21. I think he's a year older than him, maybe 22. And the boys played like they were, you know, there were young men coming through. They played with experience of lads 33, 34 that would have played so many years. Now, obviously, they had great leaders before them, like Sir Johnny Delaney, they would have played under Johnny Delaney, who would have coached.
I remember
him
Johnny
through,
saying
you know?
To me in the pub when I think Joey Murray was singing Fever with a pair of shades on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Johnny Delaney said to me, I'd give anything I ever done for 10 minutes on the pitch with the boys today.
Yeah. Johnny got a terrible injury as a young lad. He's back and it affected him.
So we're going up the midfield.
Yeah, and then we had Mark Cullerton out on the left and we had Alan Dowland on the right.
Yeah.
And then there was myself and John O'Hara in the middle of the park. And then there was Timmy and Valley up front.
So serious team,
and
in fairness.
And I know it's very... Like, that's the team that started the final. And I know it's very... You know, to reminisce about the final and the stoppage time goal and these things. But there's a journey to that final.
Mm.
I was speaking to you about it. It nearly all went Pete Tong.
Oh, down in Freshford, yeah. And I didn't know this only when we knew this thing was coming up. I was talking to Tony about how it started. Was Michael, I'll give you the... Michael sent me a picture. I was in the Fair Green. I was actually standing beside John O'Hara watching a girls' game. I was leaving into gear from the day before. Michael sent me a picture and said, is there anyone missing in that? And I goes, why? He said, it's 25 year. I couldn't. And I just texted, Jez, we may have a few pints or do something. And in fairness to Michael, he organised to drive it on. He set up a little kind of committee, myself, Philly, Davy Morris, Tony Scanlon, Lee Sullivan, and Philly Tretty to try and just... But it was down to Michael. But anyway, I met Tony and he said... Michael had spoke to him and I said, well, what do you think of what we're doing? And blah, blah. And he said, sure, we should have been over. I goes, what are you on about? 91st minute in Freshford. Bisto Bateman was managing Freshford at the time, who were decent at the time. We were 1-0 down, going into injury time, and Johnny Mack up the wing, cross shot, whatever it was, went in over the keeper. As soon as the ball hit the net, the referee blew full time. And we won in, I think Tony told me, 3-1 in extra time or 4-1. Well, so we could have been over.
Yeah.
But I mean, we went to these before, and I spoke to Michael about it. We played teams from Dublin, and we were saying, Jesus, we're as good as these, you know, but we would have been beaten and we didn't take it serious. But I think when we got a few rounds in that time with that team now, especially the starting 11, we said, just we're as good as
you.
What's
you
round.
Came on that day,
myself, Curta and Joe Murray.
Curta, imagine Curta was
that time you're only allowed 3 subs.
Curta on the line, like, and what a career he went on to have.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In the Leinster Junior with the boys. And I know he kind of treasures that as well. I was talking to him,
but I know you said a starting 11 for me, and I said again, it was the squad we had.
That's important to say.
It's the squad.
And it's what I try to drive into lads that get annoyed if they're not starting a game or whatever. It's like, this is all... you have to look at the broader picture here.
Yeah.
Shane,
because you're going up, you're training with these lads, you're coming on, this could be your role this year, next year it could be different, you could be starting this game, whatever.
Shane, it's a valid point, and what I would say, even in local soccer, in any division, whether it's third, second, first, premier, you do not win, especially a league, with 11 players. Yeah. It's a squad, okay? And then when you go out with Kilkenny, that's when your squad really kicks in. And that's where I would go back to what we had. We had Sean, you know, we had Mark, or not Mark Colton, we had Sean, we had Brian Maher, Joey Murray, Lee Sullivan, Johnny Pender, Decky Lawler, you know, Donald Brennan was our sub goalie.
Yeah.
You know.
He's a perfect example of a Donald Brennan played.
He was brilliant for the club, yeah.
Won everything with the B team. He was the B team goalkeeper. Won everything. Won everything in the Premier, as a Premier goalie with Evergreen. And went out them two campaigns. We'll talk about the first. Went that campaign without getting a minute, but never missed training. And it wasn't that he was happy just to get a medal. He knew that if that happened, Graham, he knew Tony had faith in him to throw him in.
But can I say something, Shane? We talked about this, and I do give you a bit of ribbon about it. But the training games on a Friday night.
This comes up a lot, yeah.
Bloody
the what?
There was a, right. We'd be on the B team. We'd be training side by side, but you were very, very lucky to be called up on a Friday evening to play with the boys, and only certain lads got called up because it was probably tougher than the games on a Sunday, and it wasn't a case of he was playing with him next week. Whoever you were on last week, that's who you're on this week, and if you're down a player, tough shy.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they fucking used to kill each other, the speed of it.
We used to train on a Friday, we train a Tuesday in the green, Friday night. Scanlon was the only Astro at the time, and we used to have the furthest third section. And I said to Michael, we were talking about it yesterday, this where we won it, and we won, that's where we won it.
Yeah.
You
because
to
it was
seriously, you want
flat
to-
out for the hour and a half. There was rows, there was arguments. Tony had to step in, Davy Morris had to step in, stop the games.
Cole went in and Graham, you could see the backs just walking
yeah,
off.
And there'd be murder. Michael, I tell you, it was just...
Ah, no, look, it's a true fact. I think a lot of, especially when it came to the bigger games in Leinster Junior and FAIs, it was the Friday nights that we got over the line.
Do you still get that type of thing in junior soccer?
You don't really, but
about societal changes, that means people have changed.
But that's the thing. Look, I'm not involved with anyone now, but when I would be, that's the thing I would always try to instill. And I've used that experience down from when I played with freebooters. And I always go back to that Friday night. And I firmly believe, like, if you have even 70% of that, you have a chance. Mm-hmm. You have a chance, you know.
So what's happening on the night, boys? What's going on? Myself and Shane will be there, will we, Shane?
You're more than welcome
to come down, lads.
My father brought me up to it.
So it's not just for the team, lads. It's for all supporters, all fan base, whoever, you know, families. It's for the families as well. So it's 25 years. We've got together, and the one good thing I would say, Davey, is all players and management that's on the squad, the most important, they're all above ground. We're all still alive.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Do you know?
Yeah.
So
do you know, me and Seth and Shane laugh and joke here. That's a very true statement, because we all know people that aren't here.
You know.
And,
I think it's important to know, it's not just a celebration of freebooters, it's a celebration of Kilkenny soccer
and people,
because that's what it is like.
Supporters. We had great support in them games, Shane. We had massive crowds following us, so we want as many people there as it'll fit in.
It's on in Pat Carroll's on the 27th.
Who had a good campaign for
Freebooters. So at 8 o'clock, music, bit of grub, and a lot of stories.
Can I ask you, will there be an MC? Will one or two of you be up giving a few anecdotes?
No. Jimmy Rattigan, the president of the club.
That was very sharp.
We can't share what
listen,
went on.
When we've won things, we had the best celebrations ever, and there's one or two, maybe
sing song,
maybe a Mark Scanlon or a Raja Byrne or someone like that, you know. Yeah. Michael's coming over, so someone might make an appearance.
Right, okay.
Or even Philly Tray for
Caledonia.
We'll get a few songs, but I don't
did
think.
Did you know Caledonia was such a big song for Freebirds?
I did not.
No, that's the anthem, boy.
They sang it in the dressing room, Shane, just a quick before, one. Before the first game, we were in the dressing room, and you come out of the tunnel in Newbridge, obviously WAFTA were across from us, and they start singing Caledonia in the dressing room, and these lads were looking across going, the game hasn't even kicked off yet. We were singing.
It
was a brilliant time in our lives.
I got to say something that you might like. I think ye as a group left an FAI behind you.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
Probably.
We're here for the message, Junior.
I thought that team could have won him on,
I thought you could have won.
We were unlucky in the semi-final.
You were unlucky up in Port Marnock.
Yeah.
Very unlucky that day. You were actually the better team that day.
But look, that happened.
But then, they had that junior international player. What was his name?
Barry Flynn.
They had a few. Keith Roon. And Barry Flynn actually was after... Barry played with Fairview Rangers in Limerick.
He was after winning.
And was after winning 3 in a row.
Oh, yeah.
And he moved to Port Marnock.
With his job.
But obviously it was Murray Ash.
From Shane, from such a young lad, to my own lads looking up at you, and you know, my own lad is going, well, and you probably don't realise, and maybe you're getting a sense of it now, but for us, like myself, unfulfilled potential and all the young lads and young girls. Like Shane has a couple of sisters that are the best soccer players in his family and all that.
I thought you said young girls like Shane.
But for all the people, all the families, all the sing songs, I remember the sing songs and all, you provided, first of all, you provided a Sunday out for them. Secondly, you were a great inspiration to young lads and what you could do. And third of all, you made the club into, it always was, but you really made it into the family club that it is. And you probably don't get enough respect or credit for that. Everybody talks about how good you are, but you were very, very good for the community of freebooters that time. And you did set a marker for everybody following behind, which we were lucky to fucking get up to. And it was a pleasure to get up to. But you were the best lads I ever saw. I think you would have been getting paid to play football. And I just say, from everyone who was there and the players that did the double and gave us league titles and gave us days in the fair green where wonder saves, wonder goals, lovely bits of skill. From everyone from Freebooters, for me specifically, gave me a love for football. I'd like to say thanks very much to ye, Tony, and all the boys. So I hope you appreciate what you've done, because it's what Shane is doing out in Castle Warren. I keep saying to him, it's more than the game. It's more than the 90 minutes. He's putting his heart and soul into it. Ye did. And it lays the groundwork for people coming after you. So bloody well done.
And enjoy the night. And before you go, canisters coming back? Or
canisters are coming back, Shane.
What division?
Just I've heard your shows and they're brilliant, to be honest about it. Great. Davey needs to get updated on canisters. Sean knows everything about canisters. Davey needs to get updated on canisters.
We're back
and we were told the division we're in and all. So your cousin Eddie wouldn't tell you. We're in the Premier and all. We're back in the Premier.
In the Premier.
Shawnee's have to give me one or two players and all. So we're on the way back. So everyone get ready. Everyone get ready.
Well, no, thanks, lads. It's great to just to be recognised. But I'd like to just say, Michael, for pushing it, and Tony and the boys, it's after, and Philly and all. We're really looking forward
to it. Everyone
is
welcome.
Everyone's welcome, yeah. And we're going to make it a good night and maybe a good Sunday.
Good
as
weekend.
Well.
Good weekend, Sean. Thanks very much, lads.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, lads.
Brilliant, yeah.
Well, David, that was nice. I don't know if he was very serious about canisters coming back. But
Michael, by.
I don't think I'll be running it in the news anyway.
No, but look, anyone out there that knows, let us know. But look at it. It was great to have the boys over, and with the family connection as well, and your family heavily involved in the club. It was great, you know. And
so that's been the podcast. Thanks very much
thanks
for
very
listening.
Much. We'll see you there. Well, listen, we're going to do a few other things. I'll just go over this quickly. We spoke last week about the girls in Callan getting to the SFAI semi-final. Massive crowd, Shane, which was great to see. I mean, massive. There was hundreds at. Lovely day, pitching, pristine condition. Got caught by a Ronaldinho goal against England.
David Seaman.
Yeah, well, I looked at the clips and I think the young one could have meant it, but a lot of people thought she crossed it.
Yeah.
And Callan Shed in the first half, Murphy very good in the second, went out with 10 minutes to go. But Callan, credit to him for the facilities, everything. A great day, which will set the girls up, because they're in a, if they win tonight, they're going to the last game of the league 3 points ahead, and they're in a regional final. So it's been a great season for them. So take that disappointment into the next games. Do you agree?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And then I was talking during the week. Do you ever hear of the Terry Cullen Award?
No.
Terry Cullen Award is, it stopped the last 2 years. Terry Cullen Award, for people like yourselves and all in the club who do more than just coach. Do you know what I mean? That you know, there's always people in the background doing other bits and pieces. Like maybe it's a guy lining the pitch. Maybe it's the woman who, or the man who, washes the kit or you know, gets the Jaffa cakes, whatever little job, marks the pitch, whatever it is. There's this Terry Cullen Award. So how you behave on the pitch, your presentation, your attitude to the referees, your attitude to the game and all that. So it's kind of like FIFA Fair Play Award in Kilkenny. Do you know what I mean? It'd be the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And a lot of clubs have got it over the years and are very proud to get it. And it hasn't been awarded for the last 2 years, and I was just wondering, did you know anything about it? I was hoping.
No, sure, the award ceremony in the past while has been a bit like, we've just talked about Player of the Year awards and stuff, teams not showing up for third and stuff. It's been a bit of a clusterfuck.
Yeah, I'd like to see that Terry Cullen Award back, but yeah, I mean, that's the height of disrespect. That so we'll just get over this. Leinster play a final the 25th. The time is provisionally 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And it's in Derrimus, subject to pitch inspection, or the weather. We don't know what we're getting, you know. And then I have a little bit of housekeeping on appeals format. Do you want to go through that? Or do you want to...
I want to launch into this.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Is there any resolution to your your subject that you couldn't talk about there for weeks. Has that happened?
I think so.
Right,
first of all, I want to say that I am now looking at the Limerick Junior Soccer website, and I'm looking at the Limerick District League suspension list that is published on the District League website, which is something that is not available on the Kilkenny and District League website. Going through this issue, my understanding of it, and I have a massive letter that has been issued by the Kilkenny and District League to stipulate the timeline of events.
Right.
Okay, so do you want me to go through the timeline of events?
Go ahead, bud. Everybody is waiting with bated breath.
This game, this issue is the fact that Ormond Villa played an ineligible player, in our opinion, in our game against them on the 14th of the 1st.
Okay.
We also believe that the game that we played against them in March, that player should have also been subject to a suspension, in which he scored the equalising goal.
Okay.
However, that was ruled out for whatever reason. So this issue is based on the first game, even though arguably we should have had the case for another game.
Right.
Ormond Villa played Freshford Town on the 7th of January.
Yeah.
First game back. Ormond Villa, subject to people who have been at the game, had two players that received red cards in that game against Freshford. We've had confirmation from Freshford Town, and we've had confirmation from various people that were at the game.
Okay.
KDL had a meeting on the 11th of the 1st, 4 days after the
early
game.
Early January,
in which it was mentioned that said player had been sent off. On the 12th of the 1st, the referee report was received.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe anything on the referee report indicated any players being sent off.
Really?
On the 14th of the 1st, Castle Warren played Ormond Villa, a 1-1 draw. Then the disciplinary committee read the match report from the 7th of the 1st on the 15th. On the 22nd of the 1st, the Kilkenny District League secretary informed all clubs of the red card policy and guidelines. So the Kilkenny District League was aware that an ineligible player had been played and reminded all clubs. Castle Warren were never informed.
Right.
Castle Warren was informed at the start of February as to the possibility that an ineligible player had played. We sent in a request via email, and that's very important.
Yeah.
Because this is where we're getting done for it. That of the ineligible player. Upon receipt of the complaint, the KDL opened up an investigation into the matter. Apparently, they shouldn't have. First protocol was...
What do you mean you shouldn't have?
Because it was 2 days after the actual incident occurred. Mm. However, the match report wasn't received, so I don't understand.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, basically, the KDL opened an investigation into how valid the match card was. They then got a separate match card 6 weeks after the first match card to indicate that players were indeed sent off. The referee, apparently, and there's no confirmation of this, I believe, but the referee apparently went over to Ormond Villa and rescinded the red card. Now, I don't know which red card he rescinded, the first or second, but he told Ormond Villa that I'm not going to put through that red card.
So the referee, allegedly or actually?
This is what has been in the report.
Okay, okay.
So this...
You're getting this direct.
This is what... Yeah, even though there's no proof, but I can also take it a different way in regards to this.
Yeah.
So... Ormond Villa played the player after being told by the referee that they're going to rescind the red card.
Okay.
Which one, I don't know. Subsequently, the holidays were, 2nd and 3rd weeks of February were taken up by holidays. So we had to play Ormond Villa once again.
Yes, but wait, so you're telling me there was two match cards involved?
Two match cards. And this is where the KDL were like, do we have to go with the first one? Because the referee adjudicator was at this game. And we were fortunate enough that the referee adjudicator was at this game.
I know if it's... he would be very straight. Yeah, go on.
So regardless of what was on the match card, it should have been established that they're sending off at least a one-match ban, right?
Yeah.
Now, the player subsequently was given a three-match ban by Leinster after they ruled in our favour. So, would it be wrong of me to assume that the following two games after that, the player who scored the equaliser against us should have also been banned? Now, hold on, it doesn't stop here. So, An email was received from the referee adjudicator, very different in regards to what should have been on the match report. The new report now stated that there were two players sent off in the Armavilla and game. One was a straight red and one was two yellows. So a straight red is in regards to the player that was playing against us. On Thursday then, the 29th of the 2nd. So this is still going on. They didn't know which match card to go by. Apparently Armavilla were spoken to, and it was confirmed by Armavilla, I don't know how it was confirmed, just by word of mouth, that they did indeed were told that the power or the red card was going to be suspended. So the KDL were like, what do we do with this information? They contacted a disciplinary control unit of the FAI, who listened to all the fact and the fact that the referee had caused the problems, and he outlined that the referee does not have the authority to receive any cards.
To rescind any cards?
Yeah. So he said under most leagues' regulations that any player sent off in a match must serve at least a one-match ban automatically. On the basis of this complaint, on this basis, it should be upheld and the match awarded to Castle Warren 3-0. Okay? So, they can see the arguments from both sides. I can't really. Well, you see the arguments from both sides, but we get awarded. Now, this goes through an appeal. Armavilla can appeal it.
Right, okay.
So this goes to an appeal, and in the appeal, the FAI listened to Armavilla. We were advised.
Well, the Leinster.
Yeah, Leinster, sorry. Yeah. We were advised you don't really need to show up on it. Even though it was offered to us, we were advised that you don't need to. Okay. So the referee misinformed the club regarding the rescinding of the red card. The incorrect name apparently was submitted on the match report as being sent off. The name of the player was not on the disciplinary report sent out by the league. The club, knowing that the player had been sent off, should not have played the player without at least querying it with the league. Two match reports were submitted for the match, but this is where we're getting snookered. The protest lodged by Castle Warren was out of order for the following reasons. It was not within the correct time frame. It was not sent by email and it was sent by email and not registered post. No registered copy was sent to Armavilla. So taking all the consideration into the above, the LFA Appeal Committee have decided that the match between Castle Warren Celtic and Armavilla should be replayed. So that's the issue.
Right, before we get into all that and this bit, we'll just go over a little bit.
In fairness, I just want to stipulate
that
they're talking about a rule book
in
where we have to send registered post, but their rule book still has the pound signed as their currency.
And I mean, everybody who listens need to get this. If you're putting in a complaint, no matter what you do, you have to send, because we've been...
If the Kilkenny and District League knew that a player had been sent off, this is my opinion, should they not take it upon themselves to have some fucking forthright and go, oh, regardless of a complaint coming in, it has been established that a player has been sent off.
Yeah.
We're the district league and we have to uphold the integrity of this league.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, why is the onus on the club that is getting cheated against to prove it when they knew about it?
You feel you're cheated, like?
100%. I could go as far as say, by the referee going up and telling.
Yeah.
By going up and now, telling. Listen.
Remember who the referee was?
The referee.
No, after, you don't have to say.
After this appeal. After we initially got awarded the 3 points, the referee reffed our next two games. So I know who the referee is.
Wow, okay.
Now, I could argue that, is there a bias against Castle Warren? Did Armavilla and the referee collude with each other to disregard the league's rules?
Yeah.
I don't understand how they can break the rules. Castle Warren do nothing. Barr just highlight an issue. And now we have the possibility... Not saying we will lose, but we have the possibility of coming away from the game with no points and they can get awarded 3 points. The player won't even be suspended for the follow-up game.
You mean he can play in this?
He can play in this game because his suspension was brought down to a one-match suspension instead of a three then.
So, right, we'll get into that in a minute. So first of all...
The integrity of the league is gone.
As regarding going on... We've had problems with this before and... Right, so... First of all, two match cards. That's immoral, right? That's immoral, right?
It's wrong. Yeah. It's against the integrity of the league.
It's immoral, right?
So, I just want to...
But for the KDL, right, they go by match reports. Nothing else. So no matter what else comes in, if Kofi Annan comes over and pleads your case, it doesn't matter. It's the match report. just say take a random individual who's Padre Pio all his life playing soccer and then one day loses his mind and gets sent off. It's what's in the match report. Nothing else, right? So
they didn't receive one, though.
No, this is what I'm saying.
So how, if you don't get one
exactly
for a week after,
yeah,
there's something systematically wrong within your league that needs to be sorted for a fair league. I've mentioned it before.
Yeah.
We had, in our first seven games, one of them was a friendly.
Yeah.
We had five players suspended, getting red cards, right? That's on them.
Yeah.
But if we could pick and choose the games in which they were suspended for, in which this happened.
Yeah.
It could be a completely different league. But no, we went by what everybody knows. You get suspended, you're definitely out the next game at least. Because we queried this ourselves.
We went,
Dreno was sent off, but we never received any information about it.
No,
just to be sure, don't play him.
No, but it's not even just to be sure. That's the rule. You
the fact
the
then
game.
That the KDL sent out an email without notifying us of the issue to remind clubs of their responsibilities when they highlighted it themselves is an absolute disgrace. And people say that I get mad. Oh, Shane, you get mad over... This has been going on for years. Every year. And I said it when I was speaking to a member of the KDL and I invited them on to come on and he wouldn't come on. Fair enough. You don't have to.
Yeah.
But I invited it. And you've extended the offer for Armavilla to come in as well.
I have.
Like, this has been... It seems that... Is this just an issue with Castle Warren or is this an issue that happens all throughout the league? Is it just because... I don't understand why it seems to keep happening to us, these silly, stupid things.
I'll tell you one thing about it, which I have to give you big credit for, is that if it's happening in clubs, sometimes there's... Now, I'd be very like yourself, I'd fight till the bitter end, I would. And you're prepared and your club are prepared.
I don't think we are.
What do you mean?
We have an appeals process that I don't think we're going to utilise.
No, but you wouldn't let it go. Do you understand where I come from?
I don't know now.
What do you mean?
You've gone
a long way.
Yeah, I've gone a long way, and it's just the bullshit that has come from
it. Yeah, but some people would stop straight away and just go, look, let's just get on with it.
No.
So
I think, Davey, I have said to you numerous times, fairness is what I value.
Oh, yeah, you have.
We do not compete in a fair league if this is the type of stuff that goes on.
Well, go back to the original thing, right? The sendings off. Manager of Armavilla, Eddie and Ushie.
Yeah.
Right. So they know.
Who I have great time for.
Oh, yeah. They know that you don't play the next game.
Yeah.
Right. So straight away.
They drew that game, and now they have the possibility of coming away with 3 points from that game.
And the thing about it is,
what do Armavilla have to feel aggrieved by?
Yeah.
What do they have to feel aggrieved by?
And
nothing.
Secondly, then, right. So you have that. They know that. But secondly, the two match cards. That's shocking. That is shocking.
So we get done.
But you have to remember this, right? Okay, we're going to get this. Two match cards. But the disciplinary committee in the KDL, they're waiting for a match report. So they don't know all this is going on. They're only going by the information they're receiving, right?
Yeah, but they highlighted the issue 4 days later. It was brought up in a meeting. So they should have investigated that, right?
But anyway, we'll get to that. So they're getting a certain amount of information. They're acting on that. Then it goes to an appeal. So they make a decision. And then if you're appealing that, you have to go to Leinster because you cannot appeal. If you tell me, Davey, you're a dickhead, I can't go to you. Oh, shit, why am I pleasing me? That's your decision. I'm a dickhead. I have to ask somebody else, am I a dickhead? Do you understand what I'm saying? So they have to go to another body, which is the governing body. So the appeal goes to Leinster and then it comes back from Leinster. Right, but all of that and the process and all that, but going back to the day it happened.
This is simple.
Two match cards.
This is simple. Oh, yeah, 6 weeks apart. This is simple, Davey.
That's not good.
If you have an organisation that runs well, the match gets played, you receive your match card. If you don't receive your match card, you inquire about that match card. The next game gets played, you get that match card and go, wait a second, this player was sent off and then he played this game. It's as simple as that. You do not figure it out and hope that the other team doesn't hear about it.
And then
do nothing about it until pass it off to Leinster and say, oh, we're outside the time frame. No. The onus is on you to have a fair league. Ye should have chased up that match. Ye should have had a system. What's the point of match cards then? There's no point of them. Well, if you were waiting weeks to receive them, if you're receiving falsified ones, that's what's happening. And I know at the end of the day, it's only soccer and it's only this.
No, that's not it. That's not it.
At the end of the day, it's only soccer. Do you know how long it has taken for us to get to the first division? Yeah. Do you know how long and how many hours we have put in, as all teams do, to get to the stage where we are, to every year come up against bullshit? Your fucking rule book isn't working. It needs to change. And they've highlighted that before. But you know what it needs to be? And little rule, a common fucking sense rule.
Yeah.
Put in a common sense rule going, we don't have a rule for this, but common sense would rule that this is wrong.
Well, for me, straight away, everybody knows you don't play the next game if you get red card. Everybody knows that, right? And for me, the thing about it is the two match cards, that referee, now, going on what you've told me this morning, the adjudicator did the right thing, told the truth, whatever way you want to put it. He looked after it. But then on the other side of it then is this. Everybody knows that if it comes out like you said, he was sent off, the next game, the team that plays him gets no points and the points are awarded to the other team. That's
the simple argument that we're making here.
But that's, like you said, common sense. So that's the way it should be. Obviously, there's mitigating circumstances because people were...
We're getting done on a technicality. Yeah, well, however, the Kilkenny and District League should have...
You're getting done on people not being honest.
No, but we're getting done on a technicality in terms of we didn't have a registered post. Yeah, we didn't strap our complaint to an owl and send it off to the Kilkenny and District League like they do in Hogwarts and Harry Potter. No, we used email, you know, the very functioning electronic mail. We didn't send it by registered post. So, that's our bad. We have the possibility now of losing that point.
You have, but...
You know the appeals to Leinster? And this is why I would. Do Armagh Miller get... Did they win that appeal? Because if they did, they owed their money back, right?
I don't know.
Did they win? Is that a draw? Do they get half their money back?
No, the money is gone.
Money
is gone.
The money is gone for every appeal?
Yeah.
All right. So, we have the chance to appeal it now.
Right.
€500, right? Yeah. €500 to appeal.
Yeah.
If Armagh Miller beat Evergreen...
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
We still have to play the game against Armagh Villa. It's cheaper to give a walkover and give the league to Armagh Villa.
You won't do that, would you?
Why wouldn't I? The league's integrity is gone already, in my opinion. And Armagh Villa can go celebrate their league then. We received a cup last year from a walkover.
Right, so tell me this.
That's the type...
The connotation's coming up. Your position, you are where now? Joint top of the league?
No. No, we're going for... We're only third.
Right,
we're only third.
So it's everybody.
But my grievance is in regards to the player that shouldn't have played either game.
So this replayed game that's been muted, when is that being played?
I don't know.
Will it be played?
They might be waiting on us to have the appeal. And you know what I think that they might do? They might cancel the Evergreen and Armagh Villa game. That's what I'm worried about, if they cancel that.
Why would they cancel it?
Why wouldn't they? I think they've been we were informed that they were advised by Leinster to postpone that game.
I don't know, would Leinster interfere that way?
Well, that's what we were informed by...
Individuals?
That have sway in it. So, because it had been muted, so I was like, why would we play that game? We finished our league. We finished the league and didn't know how many points we were on. Mm. You know, we didn't know how many points we were on.
So for you to go up, what needs to happen?
For us to go up, Evergreen B need to beat Armagh Villa and we need to beat Armagh Villa in the next game. But here lies the problem.
Evergreen winning the league then?
Evergreen wins the league and then we'd end up second. Now, right. If Armagh Villa beat Evergreen, we can't get promoted.
All right, okay.
So why would we play that game?
Because you have integrity?
In a league that has none?
Yeah, but you have to rise above, don't you?
Nah, why? We've constantly tried to rise above. I'm sick to the teeth of it, Debbie.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, it's nonsense. It is really nonsense. And the politics of it all. Like, this, our complaint came through my father, who heard on the sideline that, this is an issue that has happened. My dad came and told me, did you hear that about that? I was like, what? Never. We put through the query. Oh, we were too late. What do you mean we were too late? We only found out about it. Ye knew about it before us, and you never informed us. You're meant to be our league. You're meant to be upholding fairness. That's not fair. Now, I understand the lads are doing the best they can and it's a very convoluted situation. Mm-hmm. But to be on the other side of this constantly is madness.
It must be stupid rules. Very frustrating. But now
we go back to the whole Freshford thing and them getting awarded, playing the game beating them 3-0, go 5 points clear and finishing the day 1 point behind them because of a stupid technicality.
But there has to be technicalities.
But you have to. There has to be common sense.
Yeah, I understand that, but there has to be
the rule. The rule book isn't set up and isn't conducive to 2024, is it?
Well, look, the game is changing all the time. It is, and
it's more the same.
I tell you, to be honest,
there's these loopholes everywhere.
I'm more disturbed by the fact that there was two match cards and that the managers knew that the player couldn't play in the next game and played him anyway.
If you were Armin Villa and you go out and you beat Evergreen, you win the league, right?
Yeah.
Would you be happy with that?
I'd say Armin Villa will be.
Yeah? No, I didn't ask them. I said, would you be?
No, probably not.
No. There's no integrity in it. You cheated to win. Yeah. That's what it is at the end of the day.
Well,
we had Adam Drennan sent off against Lanes. We missed him for the next game. Unbelievable midfielder. Could have used him.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get him suspended for this game. Make sure he plays this game. Because this is the one that we didn't receive anything about. And we were like, oh, is he suspended? No. We'll use common sense here.
Mm.
And the fact that they sent out a letter to remind clubs of their responsibilities while they knew that this had gone on and not informed the club that it was against. And then the club that was against are getting blamed for not being informed about it. Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, like,
and then while this complaint is going on and while there's an asterisk beside this particular player's name, he's still allowed play and he scores the equaliser against us. And not only that, the game now that has been removed, that has been struck from the Kilkenny and District website, it's the wrong game. They should have struck the home game of Castlewarren, but they didn't. They took away the game at Garran Green, which your man scored in. So that would suggest they don't even know what's going on. They don't know the timeline of events. And that would also suggest that we don't have home advantage for the next one. We should play in Garran Green. If we played.
Yeah, I think there needs to be a little sit down with
it's madness, Davey.
But again, going back to,
why would you want to play in something like that? Why?
No, I understand that, but again, you're talking about integrity. Going back to the two cards, that's wrong.
I don't want to blame the ref, because the ref
stop. Referee put in two match cards.
No, listen.
No,
you
listen.
Don't know what I'm going to say.
Right, go on.
I don't want to blame the ref in a massive... Well, like, he is obviously wrong. But I understand. He was probably trying to be sound. You know why he was trying to be sound? Apparently, a mistake was made on one of the red cards. So he sent... Right? I don't know. A mistake was made... This is what I was told. A mistake was made in-game about one of the red cards. Another player got sent off. And the ref said, to make up for that mistake, in my opinion, I'll rescind the red cards. All right, no bothers. That's right. I know.
But that's wrong.
It is wrong.
Look.
And how many times has this happened before going... If there's this two-day thing, right? How many times has this happened?
I would say you're not the first.
No. It's probably happening all the time. We knew what happened last year.
But listen, Shane,
with players playing ineligible players and being followed up.
But listen, it happened to us. I told you that before. We lost the league by 3 points.
This is happening in Carlow as well. You know what Carlow did?
No.
So apparently, Killary Celtic got relegated last weekend or the weekend before. But it was judged that one of their games in which they lost to Hanover Harps played an ineligible player. Mm. So, even though they were relegated, if they had won that game, they would have been stayed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think... Instead of making a decision on it, they just and relegating another team, which is Collession, who have fantastic facilities to be able to play on a Friday night and a Saturday night and a Wednesday night, which is a big thing for clubs that like New Oak, who are playing in LFA, because they only have one game left, where Freebooters and Evergreen have about 17 games left to go in the league, right? So, Carlow have decided no team's getting relegated.
Okay, that's something we have to go into now in a minute.
We'll do a little crossover episode between Carlow and Kilkenny.
I'm kind of afraid to talk to you at the moment.
David, I am at my wit's end.
And I understand.
I'm trying, like...
But listen...
I would like to... That's why I asked you. I said, David, I know you're involved with Armin Villa. Bring someone in and have a chat about it. Because I want to know their
point of
view.
Now, we'll have to reiterate. I'm not involved with Armin Villa.
Or were. You have an affinity towards him.
My son is great friends with all the players. Now, I have to say, on the players' side, they just play. But going to the managers...
There's some great players. Yeah, and Eddie and Oisin, as I said, I have great time for it.
But they knew And they could come in here and sit there and tell me they didn't know. But they knew you do not play that player in the next game. They knew that. But the fact that the referee rescinded the red cards, that's wrong. Two match cards is wrong. So there's three mistakes. Now, what I could see, the KDL had to deal with that mess. But I can also see, listen, three mistakes by Armin Villa and you're getting punished for it is very hard to take. You know, and I don't know where you, like, where do you go from here? Like, what's, you know, are you going to do another appeal?
Like, it's also worth mentioning that the FAI handbook allows 28 days. The FAI handbook allows 28 days to register an appeal.
Right, is there an FAI handbook, a Leinster handbook and a Kilkenny
yeah,
handbook?
So I'm looking at the FAI handbook in regards to Regulation 1, ineligibility. If a player plays an official match while being ineligible to do so, his team shall be sanctioned by forfeiting the match and paying a fine subject to Regulations 1.2, 1.3, 1.4. If a player while being ineligible takes part in an official match in a league competition in which only amateur players are entitled to participate, the following shall apply. If a protest has been lodged in accordance with the relevant league rules, his or her team shall be sanctioned by forfeiting the match. So the relevant league rules is 2 days, right? If a league allows in its own rules for eligibility to be raised without lodging a protest, then his or team shall be sanctioned with forfeit and paying a fine, but such eligibility may be raised within 28 calendar days of the particular match.
Right. So,
but that's only if the league allows in its own rules for ineligibility to be raised without lodging. So does it have to be raised by us? So if yeah. they were aware that a player has been ineligible, yeah, or they were making an inquiry, it still has to be raised by us. Mm-hmm. The league can't intervene and go, that player wasn't meant to play. Shh. No, we have to. We can't even tell the other team. We're not even going to tell the other team.
Well, I don't think it's that. But
like, why is it? If you're on the board and you find out that a player was playing in a game that he shouldn't be played in, this goes back to this 5-game rule as well, yeah, with all these A and B teams.
I would definitely flag it. Me personally, if I was on any board, I would go, that's wrong, and I'd put my hand up.
But shouldn't. Yeah, and I'm not saying the board members didn't do that. Maybe they're subject to their own rules. I don't know what the inner committee rules are.
Well, the rules
should they
is
have,
this,
should
right?
they have notified us and gone, look, there actually might be a breach of the players. If you'd like to lodge a complaint, these are the facts. Yeah, we'd like to lodge a complaint. Nice one. But no, they received the match card from that with nothing on it the day after our game.
Yeah, but on that, when they receive their match card and the match report, that's what they work on. Then they're getting another one, so there is a mess there. As regards the rules, they have their own set of rules which are subject to governance from the Leinster Football Association.
Which we would imagine are subject to governance from the FAI.
So what it is there's a guideline then from Leinster, and what they do then is they sit down and look at the situation and apply it either extra harshly or a bit more leniently to the guidelines from Leinster. So that's a layman's way of saying it. So, but I can't get over the fact that there was two match cards and that the guys knew a guy was sent off and had the nerve to take that. And also, it's the integrity of Armagh Villa, which are a long-standing club, and the players like Danny and the Bamvilles and the Driscolls and Dan Driscoll and all these guys keeping it going for years. I don't want to paint them in a bad light, but your managers should have known better, really. You know, I mean, you're sent off, you're sent off. You know, so I think you're in a quandary.
We're not in a quandary. We're not appealing. It's done now. I just want to highlight how this is the stuff that's going on in the league.
You think to stop this happening again, just...
I don't know. I don't know how you do it. I'm not on the board. I'm not on the committee.
Yeah, but you're going on the committee, aren't you?
No, God, no. I don't want anything to do with this league anymore.
Yeah.
Because all I'm becoming is a money... Like, this has been going on. My missus, right, has been listening to me having conversations about this with boards and with different people, and she's like, it's better than EastEnders. The drama that's involved in it. I don't want to be known as the money fuck that's going on. I love soccer. Mm. Right? I love... I'm not really good at... You know what the best thing that happened? Castlemore, we were training last night. We had the A and B team and we're going up against each other, and I was playing, and that's what it's about. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's great. Going out then on a Sunday playing, right? But when you're going out on a Sunday with stacks against you, come on, man. Who wants to play that?
Do you feel there's a little stack against you as a club, like?
No, I wouldn't suggest that. What I could suggest is that we were previously told by a referee... watch one of our players. Remember we mentioned this. Yeah. He's going to be highlighted for the season as a player to not target but not take any shit from.
Right, okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And then a referee decides to rescind red cards could it be because he's coming up against Castle Warren? Because he's coming up against a player that has been previously targeted? You can insinuate that thing. I don't suggest that is what, but you can. Can you not make a case for that kind of
you
thing?
You can, yeah, yeah.
And
can.
I said to someone that I was speaking to yesterday, a lot of it was off the record, but I can say what I said. I said, why does this stuff seem to consistently happen? Is it because, like, we're just talking about it that, you know, it's highlighted? Or he was like, I can't even say what he said. Yeah. It was off the record. So
the thing about it is, every time it happens now, other clubs and it happens, they have to do what you did. I keep saying.
There's a platform now to be able to talk about it. Yeah, I'd like to be able to provide the platform for other clubs.
We're providing the platform now.
Yeah, it's there for you.
You say it every week. This is an open door policy. Anyone could come in. Now, I know we had guests on last week. We had the boys on today. It was a little bit of a special occasion. But the listeners do like that little interaction. So we're not here to shut down. Like we said, Armaville are welcome in. Freshford are welcome in. Anyone is welcome in. So the platform, just because we're speaking, anyone could come in and make their point across without any fear.
This changes the complexion for Evergreen B as well.
Yeah. So they could end up not going up, is it?
They could, realistically. They're definitely promoted anyway.
Yeah, well,
they might win the league.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah.
That's a big thing for a bunch of players. Imagine that comes down to the end of the season.
Yeah.
Now Armaville, they didn't know where they lied.
Well, you gave them a little bit of a trimming, didn't you? 3-0 up after 20 minutes?
Yeah, well, like, to be fair...
Farewell.
Because of the 4-0, we were fairly up for it, you know, and we're fairly annoyed by all this madness going on. And we're getting used to playing out in Evergreen Park because we played our last two games against Evergreen City out there, you know.
It's great.
Messages coming in, keep up the good work. I don't always agree with everything you say, but sure, that's the whole point of it. And that is the whole point of it.
Yeah.
That is. I also agree on the clubs coming back into the lowest division after reforming. That wrecks my head.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. It had been suggested to us that we could be going to the Premier Division regardless next year because a team might be dropping out.
Well, I think what's going to happen is it's two up, two down, and they're going to review middle of the season and to see where to stand. I know that
the middle of the season
or the middle of the off season. I know that the plan is to have 2 8s and a 10 in the Premier eventually. You know, 10 teams in the Premier, and then next division is an 8 and the next division is an 8.
This is where this reserve league is 100%. I've been told this about the reserve league, but sure, teams that don't have strong B teams will get a baiting. They're getting baitings anyway.
Yeah.
You look at the two people that are top of the Division 1 league and the Division 2 league, are Freebooters B and Evergreen B.
Yeah.
Right? They're your strong ones, but it will eventually even out.
It will. And the thing about it is, because of the reserve league, lads coming back from injury, lads who didn't...
lads are getting their games. That's brilliant. Go and do that.
Now, I want to highlight a point here as well. So say, let's take an incident, right? Shane O'Keefe clatters Davy Doyle knee high and gets a red card.
Right.
So that's a 3-game ban, straight red card.
Yeah.
Right. But if you get up then and abuse the referee and then don't leave the pitch and then come back and abuse the referee again, that's 4 separate incidences.
Yeah.
So... if a lad says he got a 10-game ban or a 6-month ban or whatever it is, it's not just for the initial offence. So everything adds up. Do you know what I mean? So if you get a red card and you walk off, you get a 3-game ban. If you come back and tell the referee he's this, that and the other, you're going to break his face, that's 2 offences. Then you're not leaving the pitch. That's 3 offences. Okay? So people, you need to be aware of that.
That doesn't have anything pertaining to this.
No, I just wanted to get that out. And then 2 up, 2 down. There is... promotion, relegation, and we will see.
But there has been talks of a team dropping from
who?
I don't want to name the team, but it's a team that's in the Premier that have a B team. There has been two touted things. What I said that could realistically happen is the A team just cease to exist
and become the B team,
and then there's no A or B moniker there, so the players just drop down, or they just stop being a junior club altogether.
Which would be a shame. And then...
but we wonder why we're losing clubs.
Yeah. I just have a couple of things on games now.
Are we done with this whole...
Well, I would like Armaville to come in. And maybe even Evergreen B. Because
they're fighting for their club. Like, I can understand that. And that's what I'm doing now. I just want to highlight that...
Yeah, but like
this is nonsense. Like it's ridiculous. I mean,
we keep mentioning Armour Villa's name. It just happens to be them, the team in the incident. So it could have been anybody. But again, saying that managers know that if you get sent off, that you don't play in the next game. You know, managers know that. And if you're saying the referee rescinded them red cards, what, 2 weeks later, was it?
I don't know. No, the referee went up after the game and said,
after the game,
don't worry about that. I'd imagine. I'm not putting words in this mouth.
Right, okay.
But this is, and these are all, like, there's so much more stuff that you could possibly say.
But,
that's based on conversations with other people.
Do you think that referee should be banned from refereeing the next couple of weeks?
No, not at all.
Why?
I'm only basing.
Why?
This, it's not for me to decide.
Just in your opinion, what do you think? That referee does that, and he's trying to be sound and all, or maybe he's not. Maybe he hates Castle Warren. I don't know.
Yeah, I doubt that boy. I'd say he's just trying to be sound.
All right, okay.
Like I don't have like the ref. He's refed our games, and initially when I seen it, I was like, ah, come on, like a bit of common sense here once again. But no, he's fine. Like he's grand. But like I don't. Something needs to be done. Like. To make sure that
realistically, next week we want someone from the league and someone from Armour Villa in here.
Or someone from the Refs Association.
Referees Association. Very hard to get them. They don't like to come out in the daylight.
They don't have to either.
No, they don't have to.
No one has to either.
No.
Like, you don't have to come and discuss this. I appreciate that this might be annoying. Mm. I appreciate it's good banter for people as well. And they're like, ah, look. Like, I had people coming up to me, father. He was in the post office and they were like, can't wait for the podcast tomorrow.
All right.
They knew about it before he did. They knew about the result before he did.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, I got a phone call during the week about cup draws as well. I think a couple of clubs haven't played in a long time.
The cup draws were made on the community radio station on
Tuesday,
yeah.
So the KDL website is down, from what I can gather. It's being repaired at the moment.
Yeah, I tried to look at it for the news on Wednesday in here, and I was like, "What? Okay, yeah. I just have to go from memory."
Yeah, so from what I was told, the website is down. They're getting it fixed.
I was on the website. Oh, it was down at the time. Maybe.
So River Rangers now were looking for the game that haven't played since February. Would that be right?
Yeah, I think they asked to get games all played earlier. But this is going back to the whole fixture stuff.
Yeah.
Look, these are simple, in my opinion, simple fixes.
Mm.
By going to summer soccer. No.
And what else have we got then? There was obviously the games at the weekend. There was a bit of controversy out in Gores Bridge.
Controversy in the Kilkenny District 8. Will you stop by?
Yeah, so Evergreen won 2-1 in the 94th minute.
Oh, yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, did you hear what happened?
The circumstances?
Yeah.
I did not. I only seen it on Twitter.
So, going by...
is this you giving out about Evergreen?
No, actually, going by reports, two Bridge players were down the last minute, 1-1 draw at the time. And obviously the game hadn't stopped playing. And whoever's on the ball, it's up to them to stop playing. So, I mean... You know, that's just part of the game. You don't have to stop unless it's a head injury. But apparently the medic ran on without being called on.
The Bridge medic?
Yeah. So you can run on if it's a head injury and it's proven to be, but other than that, you have to be called on. All so right. He ran on anyway. And then, if I'm getting this right, Bridge were attacking the Evergreen box from what I can gather.
Yeah.
Okay. And then...
So the Bridge medic ran on?
The Bridge medic ran on. On one end of the pitch, the ball is at the other end of the pitch.
Yeah.
I'd stand corrected if anyone wants to ring in, but this is my understanding of it.
A free was given.
A free was given because that medic came on to the pitch. So the referee came up, told the medic, I never called you on. The medic got a red card. He goes, the ball is taken from where it was and brought up to where that incident
happened. Then it was a goal.
Free kick crossed in, winner for Evergreen 2-1.
Oh, wow.
The letters of the law, from what I've looked up, is correct.
That's Solskjaer stuff in the new camp.
But I think people were asking about the legalities of it. I think the referee got that correct, that you can give the incidents where the ball is or where that offence took place. So it's like an offence taking place on the pitch by that man coming on. Free kick was given from there. I think a seasoned Evergreen player coughed up was going on and flagged it to the referee.
Okay, so in... Vice versa.
Yeah.
Right. If Evergreen had a corner and it happened the other end of the pitch, could the medic have run on at the other end of the pitch and Bridge flagging saying there's a player on the pitch? So the referee would be able to give a free back there?
Give a free back there or let them have the corner.
Or let her, play advantage.
So there were... And I think Bridge are... I was talking last week that great grounds and you know, it needs a little bit of TLC out there.
Connor's doing great things.
Don't mean to
I've seen a lot of dandelions and stuff on the pitch.
Yeah, I don't mean to be... Because it's a great... And I saw
But like that could have been an actual choice of having long grass going up against
everything. I saw Jim last week picking stones out yesterday, so there's no doubt that there's work there. But saying that, they are trying to come strong, Bridge, you know. And I was actually... It was brought up to me in the queue in Lidl. So a lad goes to me, "You're Davey? Yeah, you're from the podcast. Yeah, did you see what happened out in Bridge during the week?" Goes, "No, referee was atrocious. Oh, he fucking robbed
us." You hear that all the time.
You know, and but I think the referee was under severe pressure, I think. So a bit of unease there. I don't know how the referee...
Is there unease from Booters?
No, Booters don't care. Booters have to take care of their own.
They have to beat everyone and beat everybody else in their remaining 74 games.
They're going well, a couple of injuries, but they're actually going... You know, there's a good bounce in that team. You know, so...
Are you going to give Higgs his prop?
Yeah,
totally. I met Higgs. He told me if you have an issue, give him a call.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I give him a call. No, has he my number? Come on, the podcast.
You give him a call.
Come on, the podcast. I haven't an issue. I just think it's strange.
That he's playing with Castle One. Yeah. Oh, man, he bossed it the other day.
But listen, let's be under no illusions now. Myself and Sean put Higgs into an FAI Junior Cup semi-final. I think he was 15 and a half. So there's never any doubt about his ability. And he keeps himself right, and no doubt.
Ah, he's bossing it.
Was he good? Was he?
He was very... it's just...
he's a lovely player.
I've just seen him play. It was great again.
Did he score or was he involved in...
No, he was involved in pretty much everything.
He's a fit man for Wales, you know.
74. 74 now, Higgs.
No, I've no... Well, I have a problem. I just think it's strange. I just think it's... I just think it's strange.
What I like about our club, and I hope other people, when they come about our club, is... Although it might seem like we take it very seriously.
Yeah.
And we do. But we like having the crack as well. It's been commented that lads have lost finals with other teams and no one has gone out. Yeah. We always make something of it. Or we used to anyway.
Yeah, you have to. No, that's what it's all about.
Like we could, well, I felt like we couldn't make something of it in our last game of the season last Sunday because of all this stuff that's going on. So look, the division.
You're finished now, Baron.
No. We now technically have only 13 games played. So we have to replay a fixture.
That's it, though. That's it.
And then the Divisional Cup.
Divisional Cup.
Where we go up against Evergreen C and Armavilla meet Evergreen B.
Ooh.
And then we're on that same side of the draw, so we'll either meet Armavilla or Evergreen B. If we get past Evergreen C. Home games.
That'd be a testy.
Hopefully Buckley is sorted.
That'd be a testy Cup semi-final, wouldn't it? Castlewaren, Armavilla.
Would it be
Galatasaray and
Fenerbahce?
Fenerbahce.
When Fenerbahce walked off the pitch?
Yeah. Will you go out and plant the flag in the middle of it?
You could realistically go out and play the game, but not play it with any integrity either. Sit down. Start making daisy chains.
Yeah.
Because, like, this has spoilt the league, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just spoilt it for Castlewaren.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, tell me this. What are the other cup draws then? What are they? Have you got
I don't know. The KDI website was down.
Yeah.
We have the Shawnee O'Connor Cup draw. So, the Division 3 and the Division 2 Cup. Right. So the Division 3 Cup is encompassing every team underneath the top four in the Division 2A.
Right.
Whereas the Division 2 Cup is all the top four teams in the Division 2A.
Yeah. We kind of alluded to something like that last week, didn't we? Yeah.
Do you like
that idea?
Like, I don't know. I think
it's for the teams in the lower divisions. Yeah, but it's really interesting competition, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. But at the end of the day, like, you split the leagues, so you do have a Division 2 and Division 3. And Castlewaren B are in, like, they're in that bottom tier group, or the Division 3 group, while also being in Division 2A.
Yeah.
I know, it's just, it's very messy. It doesn't need to be messy.
But now,
football's simple. 3 points for a win, 1 point for a draw, no points for a loss. Have 10 teams in each division.
Away you go.
Have promotion, have relegation.
Have a reserve league.
Have a reserve league, have promotion, have relegation. If a player's playing that shouldn't be playing, the board goes, that shouldn't happen. So, all right, there you go. And then, you know what? Teams might not do that again.
Yeah.
Because they go, the board took a tough stance.
Yeah.
Instead of going, we only got 1 point from that game.
But I think this scenario...
I hope the other team proves that we have an ineligible player, because then we can say, it was after the 2 days. We might be able to replay the game and get 3 points now.
But I think,
so we did everything wrong, and now we can come away with the 3 points.
I see where you're coming from. You should be getting the 3 points should go to the team that didn't play the
ineligible player.
But saying that, I shouldn't be
requesting the players after we told them that they had the last day of the season to go, no, we're actually coming back for another game. Mm. Mightn't even be a playoff promotion game. It might be just a nothing game.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be asking the lads to do that. Lads are waiting to go back to play whatever other sports. Lads are waiting on holidays. Shouldn't be asking them to do that. Well, get your league over within a certain time frame.
I think the league won't let this happen again.
Do you think so?
Oh yeah, I think so.
Oh, so we're the little whipping boys that have to go through.
I think you're the test. You're the beta test. Is that what they call it?
How can you confirm that the league won't? If a team gets past the 2-day mark of playing an ineligible player, there's no precedent set for it. Doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, 2 days is very.
Today's is short when you don't receive the match card from the previous game for 6 or 7 days.
Yeah.
Will you stop?
Yeah. Do you know what they should do? They should put the match cards up online every week.
I've said this before. I've said this and publish the suspensions list, because that way then there is. We're publishing all the results. Here's the suspensions list. Mm-hmm. That's it. Oh, the refs have too much to do. Fair enough, they might do, but they need to get stuff done to make sure this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Oh, the FAI Connect stuff will change. Will it? Okay. Yeah.
So let's see what happens. Like, I mean,
won't change the last season that has been just wrecked.
What's your thoughts of the Divisional Cup? You fancy running it?
I don't know.
Oh, you're very down about it.
I don't want to be involved in this league next year.
Right.
I don't want to.
But you'd be a loss, like.
Nah. No, and this isn't woe as me either.
Sounds like it.
I know, but I'm sick of the.
Why would you fight so hard and then walk away?
Because it's not going to change, man.
I think it will.
Davey, believe me now. It's only because the podcast that people are understanding the frustrations. This has happened last year. It happened the year before.
Yeah, but
it happened the year before. Not this specifically, but these little things.
Yeah, but
happened the year before.
There has to be a tipping point, and this is it. So we're on air. People are listening. People can.
Yeah. But who tips? Me. Because
somebody has to be first over the wall, as they say. You know, nobody wanted to be the first lad running out of the trench, but somebody.
Hey, look, we're trying to figure out why teams are dropping out and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And I mean, like we said, I really think next season will be a big year for this committee, because they're well established now, you know. And
but sure, like, it'll be the
like
same
say,
committee.
Say awards season, awards like this year. I mean, every team should go and collect whatever. Do you agree? You win the Divisional Cup.
Yeah, like, how is it decided?
When you win the Divisional Cup, would you go as a club to collect your trophies and medals?
No, it has to be done after the game. Well, not an awards night. Player of the Year awards.
Yeah,
you can make a big night about that, like.
Yeah, but they usually give you the cup then on the night as well. Call you up and cup champions.
Nah.
Would you not be interested? No.
Nah.
So First Division Player of the Year was a Castle Warren player. Would you go as a club to that?
Yeah, it depends on how it's picked. Like, we know how it's picked now.
Like, I think the KDL Awards night should be like it was.
Yeah.
Everybody goes out, sits at the table, goes up and gets their trophies. And
that'd be brilliant. Celebrating a great year.
And, like, even the little thing I was speaking to a member of the KDL during the week about, remember we were talking about the little ribbons on the shield thing?
Yeah.
They said that will be coming in, won't be coming in the end of the season, because they have a lot of the older ones left. That
I said that to someone. I was like, yeah, and they brought in the ribbons on the stuff. And they went, yeah, class. Like, there's all this other stuff. Bring in ribbons. And I was like, I thought that was cool. Nah.
Why do people put spoilers on the car? Think it looks good.
Spoilers?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Everything is...
Oh, on a car?
Yeah.
I thought you said on a car. I was like, what?
I thought, and it's a throwaway thing, but I think that should be something that goes on from now on.
And then we should bring a podium, and we should have a little fireworks behind the team as well.
Ah, listen, let's not go too mad.
All right, sparklers then.
Sparklers.
Have little sparklers. I'll go out with a sparkler.
Me and you
run wrestling, behind.
Me and you in wrestling outfits.
I'll run behind the Division 1 champions with a sparkler while singing the Champions League song.
Tell me this.
We are the champions.
Tell me this now. Here's one that's kind of gone away but was always in when we were there.
We're going too long, isn't it?
Hang on now. There's no such thing as too long. Team wins the league. Armavilla win the league.
Armavilla win the league.
This year. You're playing them in a cup semi-final. Do you give them a guard of honour onto the pitch?
I'll personally do it.
No, genuinely, do you?
Why would you give them a guard of honour in a cup competition?
Well, they're league champions. If you're the next game, you generally give...
Not in a cup competition.
Would you not?
No, in the league, yeah. But not in a cup competition. They didn't win shit in the cup.
So if they won the league, would you give them a guard of honour on first game next season?
No, we'll probably be playing in different divisions, Davey. They'll be in the Premier Division, larding it up, and we'll be just...
Okay, and I think
we actually, you know what? We could. I can't see Castle Warren standing around. The A team.
What?
Yeah, we have a B team there, so, you know, we might just jump back.
I think we leave it on that one.
We might just jump back, you never know. Times are tough. Because you can do that, you know, you can do that. Like, that's been proven that'd be done before.
Is it good for the integrity of the league?
What integrity?
Ooh.
Like that.
Shots fired.
It's not shots, it's like, lads, could you just use some fucking common sense, please? Not, and I'm not talking to people on the board directly. I'm just saying in general. Like, it should be so easy.
Not a lot of that around common sense, is
you
it?
Go out and play a game, you get your 3 points, you get your point, you get no points. You play the players that you're meant to be allowed to play. That's it. That's it. Two people go up, two people go down. That's it. Now, you're going to get caveats. We don't have enough tough... We don't have enough players to play. Bad about, we're dropping out. All right, what can you do about that? I don't know. I'm not on your committee.
Yeah.
You sort it out. I tell you what you don't do. You don't come to the team that has been absolutely snookered, that we're looking for our automatic promotion through playing in the league, and saying, here, our team drops out. Do you want to prop up our league now, you little third place boys? Do you want to do that now there, please? No, we don't actually. Sorry. We'd love to play Premier. We'd love to compete for the chance to be in the Premier. However,
you don't want to be gifted it.
No, why would you? We were gifted for 3 years. We lost 3 Division 2 Cup finals. 3 years. 3 finals against teams that were thrown into our division, and the next year we get given a walkover because we got a day's notice that the club wanted to move. I took the day off work for that game. I was buzzing.
And you don't feel like you won the cup then?
No, not at all.
There
wasn't a game, and then we won the Shawnee O'Connor Memorial Cup, and that was a nice day.
You had a good day out then.
That was a good day. Went up against Tullerone, good game. Tullerone gave me fucking numerous frights, and that's what sport is. Brilliant.
Okay. Will we be here next week?
Sure. What did we say that was wrong?
Not.
I didn't implicate anybody. Yeah. I read off everything that had been outlined.
Yeah. No, and, you're right. And I'm just thinking.
And in fairness, there's people that deserve props from the KDL. I'm sure.
There is, yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And like, because Armin Villa can be like, oh, why are the KDL pushing this to Leinster for? Because of this, that, and this and that. Because of this technicality and this technicality. Like, I'm sure that the Kilkennian District League had to push to go, yeah, let's use common sense here.
Yeah.
At the same time, there's fundamental
flaws.
Issues and flaws that are being highlighted by this. And hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Well, listen, anyone out there who has little issues that they need, this is the platform for everyone, not just Shane and Dave. So get in touch or come on. You're more than welcome to come on if you have something to
talk. And come
referees.
On and challenge us. Because
yeah.
I'll have a debate with anybody.
Yeah,
like if someone comes on and does a woe is me, like I seem to be doing, just go, hey.
No, you're not doing woe is
me. Yeah, but just go, hey.
Cop on.
No, but not cop on, but just go, hey, this, that and this. Like I know I've skirted over this 2-day rule and the registered post rule, but that's because I think it's nonsense and it's a technicality. Something wrong happened. But we're being punished now for it.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
So, we need to get more seats for next week.
Yeah, bring them on.
Come on in.
Yeah. I invited someone from the District League. You've invited someone from Ormond Villa. Maybe we can invite someone from Evergreen or any other team.
I'd like someone in from River Rangers to tell us how their season went. I'd like that now. I would.
See, I don't know about interviews.
Anyone in the girls? No, we don't want interviews. Now, I know that was a little bit of an interview here, but no, we want...
I don't mind that, though, because I got to find out, what was the league like? Oh, it was more competitive 25 years ago. Yeah. Okay, why was it more competitive 25 years ago?
No, I'd like lads in to say, listen, I didn't like that point and...
Or not that I didn't like it, just going, this is what happened. No. That was great.
Not in personal here.
Yeah, let's figure out how we can either make stuff better or keep things the way they are. If
Shane
that's
is
the
not
like
upset because it's not personal.
It's kind of personal when you sell.
Yeah,
the club is in its 10th year and you're there from the very first game.
Like I see the KDL, but what happened in between was a disgrace.
Madness.
Know? Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, get in touch on sport at KCLR96FM.com. Stop Davey in Little, stop my dad in the post office.
Yeah.
You know yourself. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
The Kilkenny Soccer Podcast with Davey Doyle and Shane O'Keefe. Brought to you by KCLR and Scoreline.ie.